Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. My name is V.J. Smith. I'm the national president of Mad Dads. Want to say big ups to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the main headquarters of Mad Dads. I have a special guest here with me today. Sir, you want to introduce yourself? Tell everybody who you are.
Oh, yeah. My name is Tommy McBrayer from the south side of Minneapolis and CEO of the Ballers Challenge, LLC.
Tell us a little bit about what you got going on, your event, and what's happening here today.
All right. Well, in August, we're bringing back the 3-on-3 backyard basketball. Growing up, we had the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball and the Gus Macker 3-on-3. Now we're bringing it back to the Twin Cities, back right here on 4th Avenue at the Colin Powell Center. So we're having the biggest 3-on-3 tournament in the Twin Cities. And we.
That sounds pretty amazing. That sounds pretty amazing. Now, let's get a little bit of history. Today, our topic is about leadership. And one of the things I want to talk about before we go into what you're doing, I want to talk about you cannot be a leader if you don't have a passion for what you do.
Right.
Having a passion for what you do is critical and important to the work we do in the community. And just tell me kind of, look, what got you involved in sports and passion? What was it that got you so excited?
Well, when I grew up in the south side of Minneapolis, I had a leader like you to look up to. One of the authentic guys that wanted the best for the community, you know, and was willing to put their body on the line for the neighborhood and for the community. And now you done branched off from the north side and the south side and the whole metro area. So having leaders like you to lead the way and just having that real authentic love rubbed off on me. So I went through a tragic time where you reached out to me and gave me some love and some support, and then ever since then I've just been trying to give back. It takes a leader to fail sometimes. So just put my life on the line and want the better for my community. That's all I can do. So.
Well, we're proud of you. We're going to be talking about your event and what's going on, and maybe more folks can get behind you.
Okay.
The passion is important. A lot of people do stuff because they think they want to do it, or they see somebody do it and they feel like, oh, I can do that too. Mm-hmm. But then when they start doing it, they're like, well, I don't really have passion. So that's why it's not working.
Yeah.
So you can't just copy off of somebody mm-hmm. and just start doing it. You know, I've had people come into the organization, grab a bunch of business cards, meet a bunch of people, mm-hmm. hang out, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, I can do that. And they find out, they make calls and start calling people and realize it didn't work.
Right.
Because really, to run a business, you have to have passion, but you also have to have relationships.
Exactly.
See, I have real relationships. I have 20 years. We're celebrating 20 years, everybody. And then inspiration. It is the fuel for passion. Mm-hmm. You said you were inspired by the work that I do, and then you're inspired by others. And mm-hmm. that inspiration, mm-hmm. what is it that really inspires you now?
What inspires me now is just one better. You know, I always want to bring fun back to the neighborhood, want to stop my friends from going to jail, want to help out as much as I can help out. So when I do my little Thanksgiving dinner, what I do for the neighborhood and how I had a chance to give you an award, to thank you for your leadership
right.
and mentoring in the community, it just that's authentic. It didn't cost a dime. I'm doing a free event and I'm giving an award to a leader from the people, you know, not the corporate and not, you know, the big franchise, but from the people that you helped out on the street, you
that's
know,
right.
to live that better life. It's that authentic, you know. And
well, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, we got Ray Led on the line. We got Mary Pickett. We've got Leslie on the line here. Ray Led, I would love for you to call in. The number to call in, everybody, the call-in number is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. Love for you to call in, Ray Roulette. I would love for you to call in and talk about, you know, leadership and some of the tips that you could give us because you're a fantastic leader yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stress. Now, let me talk a little bit about stress mm-hmm. because, you know, I found out that stress will sometimes break a leader.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and so let's give some tips of things that you can do that you think that work. What are some things you do to deal with your stress?
To deal with my stress, first of all, it starts with yourself, you know. And I, one thing I do for myself is try to keep negative self-talk to a minimum. Never to talk negative. Always try to try to speak positive about a situation. Never down an idea until, you know, the fat lady cries, you know.
That's
but
right.
Just always have hope. Always keep your faith high in the man upstairs, and everything works out. But handling your stress and knowing, like, how to handle, like, maybe you go work out and you're okay to take some time off, or just go outside and breathe and realize, like, the little things that help you become who you are, and just going outside and breathing fresh air. Because I got a lot of friends that have been locked down, and I get them to get back to where they was at, like, well, what was you missing when you was locked down? Just, you wanted to just be free. No
That's
money,
right.
no
That's
ball,
right.
no nothing.
That's
you just
right.
wanted to be free. So
That's
sometimes
right.
when you get stressed out and bills ain't adding up and things like that, just go outside and just breathe the fresh air and do something that's for free. Because every, you know, that's how you enjoy life. So,
and I'm going to give you some tips too, because I believe this is real important. If you use prayer, if you use prayer as an opportunity to change the things that you want to change, to deal with the situation like never before, that prayer will work.
Yeah.
And I tell you, a lot of people, you know, they don't use prayer because they got hurt by the church, or, you know, they feel like the church didn't do them right, or they feel like the pastor didn't do what they asked, they couldn't get their car payment done, and all that different kind of stuff. You know, don't if you take your anger out on the church, that's like taking your anger out on God.
Mm-hmm.
And then God can't bless you in what you're trying to do. He can't give you your blessings. As a leader, you have to understand what to do with your stress.
Yeah.
Stress has to be managed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be successful without stress. I'm going to guarantee you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can't be a leader without stress, and you can't be an entrepreneur without stress. It's a part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part what you buy into. It's just like saying, I want a baby, but I don't want one that boo-boos or cries. That's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
baby's going to boo-boo every day, and that baby's going to cry a
mm-hmm.
lot. And you have to be prepared to deal with that stress. Now, if you got a baby that's really sick, you're going to be a lot of crying and a lot of boo-booing, okay? But if you know how to deal with that and
yeah.
find the happy times in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have an organization. I hire people. And sometimes I don't always get the right people. Sometimes I don't always get everything I need. But you know what? We keep moving anyway.
Exactly.
And we keep training and we keep doing what we need to do. I just put the number in there. I need you to call in. I just pushed it in there. It's 347-215-9262. I know you might be a little busy, but I'd like for you to talk a little bit about, as leadership, what you do. That's what we do for stress. I'm going down the topics here. And you just talked about it. Watch what you think.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you think negative, you're going to get it back. If you think foolishness, you're going to get foolishness.
Oh, yeah.
If you think prosperity and if you think blessings, you're going to get that. Everything is really about what you think.
Yep.
See, this man, when I met this young man, I had zero gray hairs. I had all my hair was black. I didn't dye. And then after it started turning gray, I started dyeing it. And I started dyeing it because I looked younger when my hair was black. And then I let it go gray. And then people started saying, oh, my God, you're getting old. What's going on? Because they had seen it black for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
It had already been turning gray. But I just one day I was supposed to turn it gray, and I was supposed to go get it dyed. And the person wasn't there that I had an appointment with. And I just decided, you know what? I'm tired. This is an expense that I have to do. Also, it's putting something in my hair that's absorbing into my brain that I really don't know what those chemicals are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth me looking younger to do that?
Right.
And I decided it was not worth me looking younger to do that, that it wasn't worth it. And so I decided that I'm not going to dye my hair gray, no matter what.
All right.
I need y'all to call in. The Blog Talk number is 347-215-9262. We're talking about the what you think. And let's talk to you. You just talked a little bit about it, but what you think, how is it going to have a huge impact?
It can have a huge impact because nowadays I tell people they use their popularity in the wrong way. You know, like you got drug dealers and things like that people look up to all the time because you got the newer True Religions on, or you got the new Jordans on and things like that. But if you was a leader in the community and doing all the positive things but still got Jordans on, still got True Religions on, you still gasping the kids' attention, but in another different way. You know what I'm saying? More positive than the negative. So these kids are looking up, and they're willing to follow, and they're looking for a leader to follow. So if you're pushing drugs, they're behind you. They want to do drugs too. So if you're pushing them to do positive things by giving back to the community and just doing a lot of things just for your heart, then you got the kids' attention. That's what VJ did with me. Like, I was in the center of the streets, and VJ connected with me on a whole nother level, being at Central Green, and I thank him every day, you know, for just being that father figure, being in a single mom's house and not having a father. VJ stepped up and was a father to a lot of the guys in the community. So that's that leadership, you know. And one thing about where I can vouch for VJ is when you putting together events and to make things better for the community, there's nothing fun about it. You know, you're doing this for the people. There's nothing, like, you stressing every day trying to make this end meet and that end meet and making it a successful event is not fun at all. Everything in the background, all that dirty work and all that, is to put a smile on your face. So what makes me happy is seeing other people happy. And that's it. I'm not getting paid for anything that I do by bringing fun back to the community and bringing these different events to the community. This is what I want to do with my life. And that's what I'm dedicated to, giving back to the same kids that had the same troubles that I had, you know. And I just want to be that motivation, that leader, you know. So if I got to do it, I do it. I'll lead by example, and just better than talking. I'll just lead by example, you know.
And that's what we're talking about. You got to lead by example. You have to be that example. Once again, you see the number on here is 347-215-9262. I need you to call that number now. We got a call on the line right now. You know, we're going to go to the phone line and find out who this is. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, you got a question or a comment?
I got a comment. First, I just wanted to let you know this is VJ, this is Perrion Snow.
Oh, my goodness, Terrion Snow. My, you know Terrion?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know you, Terrion, yeah. Okay, what's up, brother?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to make a comment. I know my brother was just talking about guys pushing drove and guys out here looking for leaders and all of that. VJ, you kind of know my story and everything that's been going on these last couple of years. I actually just went to my sentencing hearing yesterday. And
wow.
I was facing 80 months. I was facing 80 months in a federal prison for a conspiracy and distribution and possession with intent to manufacture and distribute of heroin. And I was facing 80 months. And I ended up walking out the courtroom yesterday with 6 months in a halfway house so I could be at a work with no prison time at all. So when my brother's talking about, you know, people out here looking for leaders and people to look up to and just people to follow, That's all true, but also they need examples, because we can sit and talk about things that we go through all the time, things that we experience all the time. But if guys don't see examples of it and say, "Well, you just saying this, but have you been through it?" You know what I'm saying? It's really just a testimony of and a testament to be able to help other people with words and actions and experience. You know what I'm saying? And I agree. They are out here. They're out here, and I believe 90% of it is caused because of single-family homes, you know what I'm saying, fatherless homes, especially in a black community.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and what I want to say to you, man, you was on the Mad Dad team, and you did outreach with us, and I truly missed you when you left, and I owed you a letter. I was trying to talk to your dad to get your letter of support. And I thought he was going to call me so I could send that to you. I know you'd asked him about it. So just know, man, if you still want, you need that letter, I got you. I had all intentions of doing a dynamic letter for you, but I got you, and I'm really thankful that things worked out for you. You got so much to offer. I'm so excited about you. You just got married. You know, you got a new family now. Is that your baby in the background?
Yeah. She's probably crying.
Okay, congrats.
Right now.
Congratulations to you, man, and I really appreciate you calling. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is that sometimes, man, I feel that what we try to do is we try to impress. We try our best to impress others, even at the cost of losing our freedom. Sometimes we try to impress our family and others with money and financial stability, even at the expenses of what we know is right versus what. And so many young people do that. Can you give a message to those young people, man, that are out there hustling I got to do that for my mama. I got to do that for my daddy. I got to do that for my little sister and brother because they can't do it. So I got to put my freedom on the line. Can you give a message to some of them to tell them that, you know, it is worth you waiting, your education and all that other stuff?
My favorite message to that is the stupidest mentality. It's a crab in a barrel mentality. And it's a little boy mentality. I stood in front of the judge yesterday. He asked me what changed. I told the judge yesterday, I said, the number one thing that changed from my perspective is a man was born. May 12, 2015, I got raided. And from that day forward, that's the date where that little boy died and a grown man was born. If they would have never raided my life, I'd probably be one of the biggest drug dealers in the state. But because I chose to make that decision, I was that same guy who like, I got a mom, da 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 da. But that's a crab in a barrel mentality, knowing that my freedom is put online. You know what I'm saying? That's and the number one thing that I will say is that's not something that to even boast or be proud about. To say I'm out here getting all this bread, but in reality, it's all going to be gone in the blink of an eye.
Man.
All it took was one arrest, and that's $250,000 going out the drain. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So all that money and all that risk that I took, it all was given right to the government just for one arrest. You know what I'm saying? So, and we talking $250 bills, United States dollar bills that was given to them just so I can get out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so that mentality, like you said, is just going around saying, oh, I'm trying to get this for my family, woo, woo, woo. That's a bad mentality to have. It's dangerous. And like I said, the number one thing is a crab in a barrel mentality. It's a little boy mentality.
Right. And then when you think you're doing the best for your family, you're really doing the worst for your family. You're doing something that can take you away from your family for 20-plus years. Like, so I get what you're saying, man. Like, that's the dumbest mentality you could think of. Like you said, you think you're doing the best for your kid, but you get caught one time, now you out your kid life for 20 years, and now you're talking from a glass now. So it's like, what is it really worth it? Would you do it again after you get caught? Things like that is the question that people get asked all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I want to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and the reason why they get asked that all the time, the consideration of it is still there. A lot of times,
yeah.
Like the judge told me yesterday, I hear these type of stories all the time. But
mm-hmm.
he looked at me, he said, in my 35 years of practicing in the federal government, he said, I've only not sent one person to prison. And and he looked at me and said, I'm going to take a chance on you, and I'm going to make you number two. And that just shows because of the change, you know what I'm saying, because of the
mm-hmm.
because of getting out of that barrel and having a whole entire different mentality, just knowing. Like, man, I think since the last time VJ seen me, I got married, I done had a baby, I got a house, we got living our lives, starting businesses, all that.
And, you know, here's the powerful thing about that. You did all that without dope money.
Right.
You did all that without drug
yeah.
money. You did all that
yeah.
without hustle money. You did all that with hard work and determination. That's how you did that. And the same things that you wanted when you were selling drugs are the same things that you want now, but now you're getting them so you can keep them. You don't have to worry
yeah.
about losing them. And that's
yeah,
the beautiful
yeah.
thing, and that's why we try to teach. I want to say Mary Jo Winston's on. Call us, Mary Jo. So I know you got some good things to say. Those are the things that we have to teach our young men and our young women. And I think the biggest thing that many of us struggle with is patience. It's hard to wait on something. Patience, it's hard to have patience to get financial gain.
Yeah, now you took the words right out of my mouth. That's the biggest key to it is patience and understanding that in due time, your patience process is going to overturn and to be a growth process. Then the growth process becomes a fruit. And it's just like sowing seeds. When you put that seed in the ground, eventually you're going to get a plant from it, but it's going to take time. It's going to be patient. It's going to take some grooming. It's going to take you having to pick off the dead ends off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work for the state. I work for the state of Illinois. And ain't no way I should have a job. In fact, when they pulled my criminal history, nothing came up, not even a speeding ticket. So I put by me putting all my faith and trust and saying, you know what, God, listen, this is the life I'm trying to live. This is what I'm willing to do to get to that life. what do I need to do? And just being on that steady path and staying focused, staying out the way. You know what I'm saying? Do what I need to do for responsibility-wise. Just because we're out here getting all this money and giving our kids things, that's not responsibility.
Right.
And that was my biggest motivation.
Well, you know, one of the things I got to say is that if you don't have a plan, and sometimes, you know, when we out there on the streets and we doing our thing, we think we got a plan. Like, man, I'm getting ready to get this money, man. I'm getting ready to grind out here. I'm getting ready to get this grind on. But you really don't, if somebody asks you, show me the plan, there's nothing to show.
Right.
Because, number one, you
nothing
don't want to put too much on paper just in case the police come.
Yeah.
Well, if you got too much on paper, they got a case, right? Mm-hmm. So, therefore, you can't put, like, okay, here's the way I'm going to sell this much dope, this wig. You can't really come up with a plan. The plan has just got to be to make money, put it to the side, and when something comes up, the lawyer comes up, you got to, then they get that money, then you start over. But there's no plan there. But when you're not dealing with that kind of negative stuff, you can come up with an actual plan. And so I think that now, when I listen to you and when I listen to you, brother, y'all have plans now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have goals and plans that you can actually – he's talking about businesses. He's talking about a family. Those are plans.
Right.
And those are things he can write down and actually move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, my last thing I want to say, man. This case cost me a little bit over $300,000. A little bit over $300,000. That's the loss that I took from this case.
Mm.
So my wife looked back and she said. She asked me, because I didn't know my wife in the midst of all of this. I didn't know her. And she asked me, she said, was it worth it? And I looked at her, and I was like, nah, because I lost 80% of it. They took it from me. And so, if any guys are out there listening, and you've been going back and forth wondering, is this what I want to do? I know I need to do this. Man, it's okay to go work a job. Go work some 8 hours that day. Go home to your kids. In reality, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth your freedom. It ain't worth the stress. I think I was more stressed. I was just as stressed these last 3 years being out and having my freedom, being able to do whatever I want to do still in the midst of the federal indictment. I was still just as stressed as somebody sitting in a cage, just knowing, like, man, this can all be everything that I built can all be taken away from me tomorrow. So. Just guys, you out there listening and you out there struggling, like, man, is this what I really want to do? Do I want to get this life up? Man, it ain't worth it, man. Go get a job. Talk to VJ. He'll help you. You know what I'm saying? Change your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Change your surroundings. Find you some people that's positive, some people that's putting positive energy in your life and your circle. And just change your surroundings and do what you got to do for the better, even if you don't got kids.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you calling, man. I'm glad. Snow, give us one last comment of positivity before we let you go, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. One more thing on the positive side, man. Find you a mad dad's guy, somebody like VJ, somebody that's going to be able to, like I said, pour into you, change your circle, and stay on the right path. You know, the scripture calls it the path of righteousness. Self-righteousness is dang near as close as death, so you might as well find you somebody that's going to help you put some positive righteousness in your circle and keep pushing for the best.
Well, God bless you, man. We appreciate you talking about Lil Snow, man. That's my guy. I love him, man. His story, one day we'll really tell his real story. After it's all said and done, we'll lay it out there for you to learn from.
Yeah.
God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, my man.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. Big ups to everybody. We're going back to the live show. We got 5 minutes to go back into the live show. We're back in now. Okay. All right. We're back on the air. Listen, I wanted to talk about setting goals and why it's so important and why sometimes we get goals and thoughts aren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever think that a goal and a thought is the same thing, you're wrong. A thought is just something you think, but a goal is something you write down.
Exactly.
And people ask for your plans. They don't want to hear, I got it all in my head. People say that a lot. I got it all in my head, but that's not possible.
Oh, not at all.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things you learned about setting your goals.
Well, one thing I learned about setting goals is to keep them realistic as possible. Don't have a fantasy type of vision, like more things that cost like $100, $200, $300, $400, $500 than, oh, this plan costs $10,000 or $15,000. You know, be more realistic as possible as you can, and jot down every like meeting that you have with somebody or a conversation you have had with an important person, things like that. And then pursue your goal like that. So write it down, make sure you pursue it, and just stick with it. And that's what works for me.
Yeah. And that's what would have worked for you. We got another call on the line. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Glad to have you on. Who we got on the line? 3697. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Okay. We got another caller, so maybe that caller didn't want to talk. We have another caller that's 3726. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. 3726, how you doing?
Hello. I'm wonderful. I have been just sitting here listening to the two young men. I was writing down and jotting down notes and just listening to the both of them. And I hear a trendsetter. I hear a trailblazer. God will use what we have been through to be our greatest asset to life. What we have been through, got to turn that thing around. And what I hear from both of the gentlemen, I wrote down four things. I heard determination, I heard hope, I heard entrepreneurship, and I heard business-minded men. And with the both of them, the one that's sitting there with you and the one that was on the radio, and I listened to them, and I heard nothing but passion, and I heard purpose, and I heard destiny. And I say, hey, I am just absolutely excited, BJ, to hear that in them black men, to be able to know that you could help set trends for your community, for your family first, and for your community, and that you're a trailblazer. You turn your negative into a positive, and now you want to be able to go out and reach the community. That's what this thing is all about, BJ. That's what it's about. So I just call to give praise to both of them for what they're doing, and to tell them to keep up the good work. I've been working with men now about 19 years, and when I come into the room being the only woman, I come in and I see men that are determined. I see some men that say, Mary, all I know is chaos. How can I change chaos into something positive? And I sit down with them, BJ, and we talk about strategies and solutions. And that's when you got to always be around solution-based people. But that's it, BJ. I don't want to talk too much.
Well, before you go, I wanna say this to you. Thank you very much. And I said, you know, so many times our young black men don't get the appreciation and acknowledgement. You hear so much about gang members and drug dealers and all the gang bangers in the neighborhood, and you can't talk to these young black men. But you're just showing and proving if we do more of that, we can reduce the other side of that. If we do more of that, so. I'd like for you to give us a prayer for our young black men, if we wouldn't, Mary Jo. I would like for you to give a prayer for all the young black men to be empowered in our community.
Thank you so much, BJ. BJ, on Sunday, I just had to uplift men. I did. And we let loose of balloons for the fathers that want to be there, the fathers that are gone, the young fathers that are dying before 21. So I am just on a mission along with what I'm doing out in the community with outreach. I love working with men. Father, we thank you. We adore you, God. We know that we can do nothing without your hands on it. So right now, for the both of the men and for the other men that are listening, for the women that are listening, and for Mad Dads, God, I ask that you meet every need. I ask that every desire that every man have, God, I ask that you bless them with their desire. You said in your word, God, in Psalms 37 and 4, that if we delight ourselves in you, and God, I heard delight. I heard delight on this radio. I heard delight. If they delight themselves in you, that God, you will give them the desires of their heart. God, take them to higher heights. and deeper depths in you. Let the real man, God, stand up on the inside of them. No more cracks and no more breaches in their life, God. I ask that they will know who to talk to, that they will know to come to Mad Dads or get to their grandfathers or their fathers or their coaches or any man that they know is positive. God bless that man. Place your hand upon every one of them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Mary Jo.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mary Jo.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. I want to say big ups to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and of course right here, the main headquarters of Mad Dads all across the world, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Any last comments you want to say before we go?
Keep positive energy up and negative self-talk to a minimum, you guys.
Oh, you know what? We can't go without talking. We did all that talking. Didn't talk about the event.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about, before we go, let's talk about the event. What's happening and when is it?
Okay, so we got an event going on August 18th and 19th at the Colin Powell Center on 4th Avenue in 29th, I believe, or 30th. We got the biggest 3-on-3 tournament coming to the Twin Cities. Sign up. We got four different age brackets. We got 11 to 13. We got 14 to 17, 18 to 25, and we got 25 plus. So, man, we bring it back, fun back to the community. We're doing it back at home on the turf.
How can they get in touch with you?
Get in touch with me at 612-600-1053, or you can reach me at TommyMcBrayer@Outlook.com. Thank you.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle, fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.